the left. Well, have we got another contestant, Mr. Butler?
Yes, Cedric. Meet the Four Flats.
The Four Flats. Well, out of four, who's the spokesman, please?
I am. I'm Chuck Johnson. This is Jim Fall and George Barville and Leslie Nelson.
Where are you boys from?
Minneapolis.
What do you do, all of you?
Well, two of us work, George and Les. And Jim and I go to school. He goes to the university and I go to Minnehaha Academy High School.
What is the age range in your group?
Well, these three boys are 18 and I'm 15.
You're the punk of the group then, huh? How long have you boys been together?
Well, for about 2 months.
Where have you sung?
Well, in different churches and at banquets.
You don't call yourself the Four Flats because that's the way you sing, do you?
Well, we kind of got that when we heard ourselves the first time.
How often do you get together?
Well, about once every week.
Do you have a coach?
Well, Reuben Johnson has coached us.
And where is he from?
First Covenant Church. He's the music director.
What's your tune tonight, boys?
Well, we're going to sing a medley of four spirituals.
All right. The Four Flats from Minneapolis in a medley.
Oh, the good book says that Cain killed Abel.
Yes, good Lord.
He hit him on the head with a leg of a table.
Yes, good Lord.
Oh, Daniel in the lion's den.
Daniel in the lion's den.
He said unto them colored men.
Said unto them colored men.
Now, what was the subject of that conversation?
Put on your
old gray robe and your golden crown. And be ready when the great day comes.
Oh, Lord, I'm
ready. Indeed, I'm ready. Praise the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Ready. Indeed, I'm ready. Praise the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Put on your
old gray robe and your golden crown, and be ready when the great day comes.
Oh, Lord, I'm
ready. Indeed, I'm ready. Praise the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Ready. Indeed, I'm ready. Praise the good Lord, I'll be ready when the great day comes.
I'm a trampin', 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 going to make heaven my home, hallelujah. I'm a trampin', 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 going to make heaven my home.
I've never been to heaven, but I've been told, going to make heaven my home, that the streets up there are paved with gold, going to make heaven my home.
Oh, I'm a
trampin', 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 going to make heaven my home.
Oh, hallelujah, I'm a trampin'.
Trampin',
trampin', trampin',
going to make heaven my home.
As you travel
along
on the Jericho Road,
does the world seem all wrong?
And heavy your
load.
Just bring it to Christ.
Your sins all
confess on the Jericho Road.
Your heart he will bless.
On the Jericho Road.
On the Jericho Road.
There's a room for just two.
There's room for just two.
No more and no less.
No more and no less.
Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each sorrow he'll share.
Each sorrow he'll share.
There's never a care.
There's never a care.
For Jesus is there.
For Jesus is there.
Get on board, little chillin. Get on board, little chillin. Get on board, little chillin.
There's room for many on board.
The gospel train am coming. I hear it just on hand. I hear the car wheels turning round and rumbling through the land. Get on
board,
board, little chillin.
Get on
Board,
little chun, get on.
Board, little chun, there's room for many a more.
Get on.
Board, little chun,
get on.
Board, little chun,
get on.
Board, little chun, there's room for many more.
Say, Cedric, I didn't get to tell you the whole story about the New Year's Eve party at our house.
Well, okay, Mr. Butler, I guess we can't stop you now.
You know you can't. You know how it is in every crowd. There's usually one person who always has to be shown. You know, the doubting Thomas type. Well, we got to talking about coffee, and naturally, he just couldn't see how one brand of coffee could be so much different, so much better than another brand. Silly, wasn't he? Well, we did show him. We poured him a cup full of luxurious Flame Room coffee, McGarvey's Flame Room coffee, and his eyes lit up like a Christmas tree. He beamed all over the place and drank more Flame Room coffee than anybody else in the house. "Man, there is a difference," was the way he expressed himself. And then he said, "I'm a Flame Room coffee fan from now on."
You have exciting goings-on in your house on New Year's Eve, don't you, Butler? Well, so ends the saga of how Butler won over another Flame Room coffee customer. We love you for it, frankly. And really, during the past year, actually, thousands of coffee lovers throughout the Northwest have switched to Flame Room coffee. Many of them have written letters saying that they were sorry they hadn't switched to Flame Room sooner. Because Flame Room has everything that they expect in a truly good cup of coffee. So, ladies, why don't you join the thousands of new Flame Room coffee fans, those who know through their own experience that there is a difference in coffees.
Yes, always buy Flame Room coffee, McGarvey's Flame Room coffee, and enjoy the difference.
Buy it, enjoy it. Flame Room coffee, the coffee that means pleasure, yes, pleasure by the pound. Well, tonight, our guest spotlight is shining its brightest because we have as our special New Year's visitor one of the most popular singing stars of Hollywood, Broadway, and the radio, Donald Novus, who last night opened an engagement at Curly's Theater Cafe, is here to start off the new year with our group tonight. A favorite with audiences from coast to coast, Mr. Novus himself is a veteran of a radio contest that set him on his way to a singing career. Incidentally, he's also a native of Pasadena. He played football out there in the Rose Bowl. How long ago was that, Don?
Well, it was about 100 years ago.
I see. When did you start singing?
I first started singing in 1921. I had to pay my way through high school and college, Cedric, singing, because my father was too poor to send me through college.
That really wasn't your first love either, was it, Donald?
No, I graduated from college in physical education. I wanted to be an athletic instructor, but I was sort of pushed into the singing business, and I still sort of like it, Cedric.
You're going to sing what for us tonight?
Well, it's a song from a picture called A Date with Judy, and I took my two little daughters to this picture, and they enjoyed the song so much that they taught it to me, and it's called It's a Most Unusual Day.
Donald Novus.
It's a most unusual day, throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud drifting by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people, there is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people, and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time, I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there is only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual day. There are people meeting people, there is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people, and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there is only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day.
We're very grateful to you, Mr. Novus, for coming over, and a happy 2 weeks to you at Curly's Theater Cafe. Well, say, here's a little New Year's resolution for all of you talented people in the Northwest who haven't as yet been on Stairway to Stardom or the Phillips 66 Talent Parade. Listen, resolved that I will come to WCCO on the earliest Tuesday possible. I'll get to WCCO Tuesday afternoon between 2 and 5 p.m. and take an audition there. That's one resolution that you'll be glad you followed, we're sure. Remember, every Tuesday from 2 to 5. Come on down, you talented people. Well, four contestants tonight have come up to the microphone, and we have three prizes to help them start their new year off. First, let's find out the crowd pleaser for tonight. For $25 in cash, here is the 8-bar stretch with the audience doing the judging. Remember now, audience, pick your favorite act and applaud for just that one. We opened our show tonight with the young man on the harmonica, the minister's son, Mr. Luther Mack. All right, Luther. In the number two position was the songstress with operatic ambitions, Helen Markowski. Helen?
I saw
number three tonight was our comedian, the bones-playing Donald Duck and Lather, William P. Cole. All right, Bill. And the closer for this evening was the Minneapolis Quartet, the Four Flats.
Get on board, little chillin'. 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 There's room for many of them.
Well, we'll give you the winner, according to our audience applause meter, in just a moment. First, though, we want to give you the act chosen for a week's engagement on the DeHaven date. And I've just been handed a note here in Bob's absence. And the winner for the DeHaven date engagement is Miss Helen Markowski. 1 week on the DeHaven date. Congratulations, Helen. And now the act who will start the new year by spending 25 of Bob McGarvey's dollars is the Four Flats, the Minneapolis Quartet. Congratulations, boys.
Pleasure by the pound. That's Flame Room Coffee, the coffee more folks are swinging to, the coffee that deserves your support. Remember, ladies, make your home a Flame Room Coffee home. Always serve Flame Room Coffee, and you'll always serve the very best. Yes, support Flame Room Coffee, a Northwest product that does things for folks in the Northwest. Flame Room Coffee is produced by the McGarvey Coffee Company in Minneapolis,
Stairway to Stardom is produced for Flame Room Coffee by Bob McKenzie, and this is Frank Butler joining Flame Room Coffee in wishing you and yours a 49 with everything fine. And remember, for a better buy Flame Room.
And this is Cedric Adams saying, go to your grocer the first thing Monday and ask for Flame Room Coffee. The coffee that means pleasure, the coffee that deserves your support. Happy New Year to all of you and good coffee drinking. Flame Room Coffee drinking to you in 1949. Tonight we'll be back at 9 with our Phillips 66 Talent Parade. Until then, so long.